The town of Innisfil is getting $150,000 from Ontario's Rural Economic Development Program, RED, to build opportunity and support local economic growth. The announcement was made this morning by Barrie Innisfil MPP Andrea Kanjan at DMZ Innisfil. Joining Kanjan for the announcement were Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan, members of council, DMZ Innisfil Program Director Jelmer Stegnik and other members of the DMZ Innisfil team. The $150,000 will help fund DMZ Innisfil, which assists startups in operating through entrepreneurial support. "We have a lot of tech workers in Innisfil," said Kanjan. "It's about really harvesting that talent and putting it to work." They praised DMZ Innisfil for partnering with Toronto Metropolitan University, saying it really shows that they're really growing the talent pool. DMZ is a great place to innovate, drive ideas, and collaborate. I think that shows how Innisfil is really putting itself at the forefront and diversifying its economy. It takes a lot of chutzpah on the council's part because you'll have competing priorities, but you've been diversifying your economy, investing in the agriculture sector, and there's a tech element there, too. It was also announced DMZ Innisfil will be expanding to not only help startups but also local businesses that are entrenched in the community. Business accelerator support is typically reserved for startups, but thanks to the Government of Ontario and the RED program funding, we're thrilled we're expanding DMZ Innisfil to established, growth-focused local businesses to wrap them in support to help them grow and flourish, said Dolan. "That's so important because it's not just about building more jobs. It's about retaining the ones we have and those that want to grow with us." Over the next 2 years, through the partnership with the Toronto Metropolitan University, formerly Ryerson University, DMZ, DMZ Innisfil will create a one-of-a-kind program to support local businesses. Participating businesses will receive funding, recruitment, marketing, and sales support through a network of over 20 expert business mentors and coaches, said Dolan. "We know that Innisfil's growth is accelerating. By providing the local business community with retention and expansion support, we will help create the local jobs we need to grow sustainably and build a connected community. The partnership of tech and agriculture has become as important as ever with advancements in recent years making farming more efficient. That's why we're here today, that marriage of developing technology in rural areas," said Kanjan. "Something we've embarked on as a government is strengthening our rural economic growth, and the town of Innisfil is a good example of that, so we're investing $150,000 right here in the DMZ to grow programming and innovation." Kanjan also talked about the importance of investing in rural communities in the context of retention as more and more people leave for bigger hubs. "This helps our young people stay in Innisfil," she explained. "I grew up in Barrie and I came back home and live in Innisfil now, but a lot of my friends didn't come back because their jobs and careers and passions took them somewhere else. It took them to bigger cities or different countries. How do we bring that talent back and not lose it? The brains behind the operation here today, at DMZ Innisfil, really helps with that." Launched in May 2020, DMZ Innisfil has fueled 23 startups and created more than 100 jobs while raising more than $7 million in seed funding for local businesses. "Whenever I go anywhere, I always hear about this team, the great work you're doing, and how lucky we are to have you," said Dolan. "When we launched DMZ, we knew it had great promise. Over $7 million in seed funding is incredible when you think about a place like Innisfil. We're on the stage with other DMZs across the world, Dubai, New York, San Francisco. We're really punching above our weight. Taking the leap of selling Innisfil as a hub to those in tech looking for a different lifestyle in an area outside the GTA for their startups was all about support and proving the growth opportunity was there. None of this would have been possible without council support," said Stegnik. "I truly appreciate them for giving the economic development team the opportunity to go pursue this innovative, crazy idea to try and bring startups to Innisfil and try to help them settle and grow. The next step we're taking from an innovation point of view is applying the startup accelerator methodology on established local businesses. The funding allows DMZ Innisfil to take this next step and it is already in the process of identifying local businesses that fit the program. Local businesses are encouraged to visit the website here. We're one of the first communities in the world to apply this methodology on established local businesses." We're looking for growth-focused, local businesses in Innisfil that have been here, and we want to work with them to figure out what's limiting their growth and what they need. Initially, we'll focus on three key areas: marketing, sales, and recruiting. DMZ Toronto Metro University partners with communities to grow startups and have helped accelerate 704 businesses to raise $1.65 billion and foster 4,615 jobs. I, myself, was born and raised in rural Ontario, and I'm very familiar with what it's like to be part of a small community where people have great ideas but maybe lack the access to resources that are so readily available in big, urban centers, said Emily Smiley, head of programs and investor relations for DMZ Toronto Metro University. We're so glad we're able to provide the right resources to the incredible and talented people who live here to help them grow their businesses. It's even more exciting to be able to help folks who have been building something in this community for a long time. This funding is part of 61 projects the Ontario government is supporting to help diversify local economies, retain skilled workers, and create jobs in rural communities. The province is committing up to $3.8 million in cost-share funding through the intake of this program. Our government is listening to the needs of rural Ontario, and we are committed to putting in place programs that will attract investment, create jobs, and boost economic growth, said Lisa Thompson, Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs. Investments through the Rural Economic Development Program are helping create opportunities that boost economic growth and ensure that rural communities can attract the people and investments needed to flourish.